the governor believes that these standards have assisted in protecting Missouri's children who are in child care for several years, and it's important that these protections remain in place. The governor was not aware that this was going to be a topic for the agenda for yesterday's State Board of Health meeting, and when he found out about that, he was very concerned. And so he issued his directive to the Department of Health, saying that the department should not go through the rulemaking process to rescind the regulations that are in place. The governor wants to keep those regulations in place.
Even though the department's own legal staff says that the department doesn't have any power to enforce these regulations, what good is it to leave them on the books?
Well, the governor does believe, though, that these standards have been of value in protecting Missouri's children, and does not believe that the removing them is a good step. And so he said, let's stop this right now. We want to make sure that we are protecting the safety of children in child care centers around the state, whether they are affiliated with a religious organization or not. He's committed to continue protecting children, and so we need to stop this action that was taken. And so the governor is working now with the Department of Health and Senior Services to make sure that those regulations are not rescinded. Obviously, this can be a matter that's going to be looked at extremely closely, and we'll take what steps are necessary to ensure that the children in daycare are protected.
But how does he expect the department to take care of the safety of these children with illegal regulations?
Well, I don't know that they're necessarily illegal regulations, but we have to take a closer look to see how the regulations mesh with the statutes. If there are going to be changes in the law that need to be made, proceed with that. But the governor doesn't think that rescinding these regulations is going to serve a purpose in protecting children, and so he's ordered the department to not rescind those.
Is he supportive of efforts in the legislature next year? They have two bills that I think have been drafted for introduction at the appropriate time. Would he support that legislation to guarantee that the department does have the authority to enforce these rules?
We certainly want to take a close look at what the language in bills like that, because obviously the governor is supportive of protecting children who are in daycare, and we do want to take a close look at the language in those bills, and certainly if the governor believes it. If that language is appropriate and does provide protection, then certainly want to take a look and see about supporting those.
I was interested in your remark earlier that the governor was not aware that this was going to be coming up at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Are state boards and agencies expected to submit their agendas to the governor's office so that some determination can be made about what they would be allowed to talk about in their meeting?
Well, it's not so much about what they would be allowed to be talk about at their meeting, but the governor certainly was not aware that this was a topic that was going to be discussed at the meeting. So the news that about the vote of the State Board of Health did take him by surprise, and when he learned about it, he wanted to make sure that appropriate action was taken. And given direction to the Department of Health to ensure that we continue to have these regulations in place.
I guess I'm just kind of surprised that someone who was the state's top lawyer would be saying, we haven't reviewed this, but we don't want these potentially illegal regulations removed from the books, even though we have legal experts that say they should be. So I guess I'm a little bit surprised at what seems to me to be a bit of a conflict between the guy who was the top lawyer saying we're going to keep these illegal regulations around.
Well, I think we want to take a closer look at them from the governor's office and work in a continued fashion with the Department of Health and Senior Services. I think this is going to be an ongoing situation in examining these regulations, because we want to make sure we're not We are not removing regulations that that are indeed protective of children, and you know, we'll continue to keep a close eye on this. From now that we're aware that you know, this has been a step that had been taken by the Board of Health.